This is Sheffield Live.
We're open for business live.
Good morning. It's just after 9 o'clock on Friday, the 24th of April, 2015. My name's Jamie Veitch. I'm your presenter for the next hour for Sheffield Live's business show, Business Live. We're broadcasting live on 93.2 FM and through our internet live stream. And this show will also be available as a podcast later from the Sheffield Live website. In today's show, we have an interview with live studio guest Dan Clouderay of Approved Food.
This is Sheffield Live.
So turning now to our first guest of today, we're very pleased to have Dan Clouderay of Approved Food in the studio with us. Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in today. So it's an exciting time for you at the moment. You've issued an appeal to people from across the region to get voting for you after submitting an entry to a pitch to Richard Branson. Tell us more about it.
Yeah. Well, that... It's been, I mean, they've put so much money behind this. They've had TV advertising, billboards. And it had been running for about 2 weeks. And we thought, do you know what, let's go for it. So last Wednesday, we went and thought, right, let's go and put all those efforts behind it. And we've already gone from zero to 5,000 votes in about 7 days. But what we're really trying to do now is we're trying to push on every different business position, so on Twitter, on Facebook, on every social network that we've got. And we've just basically been getting all our employees, tell everyone, cat, hamster, dog, mum, dad, you know, to vote for like Approved Food. So Approved Food's been going now for about 8 years, and we have got a pretty decent sort of base, you know, to go and build upon.
Yeah, you've got a good customer
base.
Yeah,
so we've got a good customer base.
But you're also no stranger to TV, are you?
Well, I've had the public humiliation of Dragon's Den. I went on Loose Women the other day. That was good. Been invited on Loose Women.
Which did you enjoy more, Dragon's Den or Loose Women?
Oh, definitely Loose Women. Oh, yeah. Far more better looking than any dragon.
So how did both of those come about?
So basically, I mean, I think to go back to it, I was the first person to sell out-of-date food on the internet.
Yes, which, and that's important.
That's the
Let's
core
first
part
of all start with what Approved
yeah,
Food
so
is.
Approved Food, 15 years ago, I became a market trader selling short-dated food and drink, which has got a best-before date. Now, it might even pass that date, but basically we sell food with a best before date, and that's a guide to the optimum quality. The other type of food, which has got used by dates, you'll find those on chicken, meat, fish, and those things will make you ill, but best before, it's like on tins, packets, jars. So 15 years ago I started selling this on the markets, and 8 years ago I took that market stall online, so Approved Food was formed then. And basically the main reason for shopping with us is that you save 70% on your on your weekly shop, on your groceries. And we've been growing organically. And like, and I say by organically, we don't do pay-per-click things or anything like that over the past 8 years. And we've always had some interest from the press because, hang on, there's this bloke in Sheffield selling out-of-date food. Like, is it even legal? People often ask, you know. Like, and basically, we've just been building upon inquisitive minds, really, you know, from various press areas. So we've always had bits of sort of, we've had Japanese TV come over to see us, you know, like Canadians, Russians, Germans, Icelandic, Norwegians, and they're just seeing what we're actually doing. And from that, there's always been little bits of, you know, if people want to talk about best before dates and food waste, then they'll, you know, often come to us and ask, you know, what are our opinions on things. And that sort of gets us into different places, so...
Excellent. Now, I was really, really interested when I heard about Approved Food. I mean, I remember 20, 25 years ago, when I was 18, I had a job working in a food warehouse, and which was a supplier to a lot of supermarkets. And one thing that I had to do in my job there was carry out massive pallets of food that was still in date and throw it away. And it was heartbreaking.
Yeah.
It was absolutely heartbreaking. And I could see all this food, and we were saying, well, can't we do anything with this food? Can you know, can you give it away? Can you sell it? Can the people here buy it from you or take it home? And no, not allowed, not allowed, not allowed. And it was such a massive waste of this food. And this food was still in date, but they were saying, oh yeah, but if we get it to the supermarkets, it'll only have 2 days left and they won't be able to sell it. Now, that was 25 years ago. And as you say, you founded your business first from trading on the market and then setting up the website and so on.
Yeah.
And now there's a massive interest in, I suppose some people have called it freeganism or reclaiming food, and also it rides the whole wave of a lot of us have had a lot less disposable income over the last few years, and hopefully the economy is recovering, but most ordinary people, a lot of ordinary people took a big hit 2008 to 2015. Yeah. And is that part of, actually...
I think it's... Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure about the free gun sort of... I think it's common sense.
Yeah.
You know, like, the nation's changed. 10 years ago, you might brag about how much you just paid for a coffee. Perhaps not me and you, but, like, people wanted to, that flash airy sort of, this is what I've paid for that. And I think now... since 2008, it's the rise of the Aldis and the Lidls because, brand loyalty, and how much you're paying for things, you're kind of seen as a bit of a fool if you push it to the nth degree, And people haven't got brand loyalty to supermarkets anymore. And also, the rise of, Martin Lewis, who's saying to people, if you're not thinking about saving money, then you're a fool, and this is where approved food fell really nice because... Not only, just like in that place where you would, the corporate social responsibility of green things, we're talking now about, companies need to send, they want to send nothing to landfill. And, how are they going to do that? And Approved Food works with some of the biggest brand owners, manufacturers, with their problem stock before it goes out of date to find a home for it. So I think we've, as a nation, we've changed dramatically. We're thinking about food waste, but more... it's we want value for money and we're looking different places to get it. Then last year we shipped 9.8 million items out of our warehouse and we didn't have any of the sort of like quality problems that you might think we would have done,
So 9.8 million
things came from Sheffield last year, going all over the UK.
And how was that compared with the year before?
Oh, I think it was about 7.2. It was still a lot,
But that's sort of 20% growth.
It's been absolutely incredible. So when I can get the opportunity to go on things like Dragon's Den, which we're asked to go on, which was an interesting thing, this sort of airtime on TV is priceless.
Well, it's from Dragon's Den to Loose Women to Sheffield Live. I mean, it's
I mean, this is the big one.
Here we are. Yeah. But it's common sense business. It's pragmatic. It's sensible. And as you say, it's ticking boxes of... It's sensible in terms of food not going to landfill. Mm-hmm. It's sensible in terms of saving money.
Yeah.
And of course, it's sensible in terms of no waste. And obviously, it's an entrepreneurial business. Submitting your pitch to Richard Branson and the Pitch to Rich competition is part of the next step. And it's also great publicity for you, isn't it?
Do you know, it is. It's a fantastic opportunity, this, because the more, I would love to stand in front of Richard Branson because I think, are the Dragons, were they bothered about saving 30 quid on their weekly shop? Probably not, and they were just a bit too disconnected, I thought, than to what we are, because subsequent businesses that went on that were selling posh food that, weren't doing as well as us seemed to get investment for that. It's just not for them. Now, I think that Richard Branson's going to be different. I think that, he's going to see the sort of spark of that we've come from market trader back. I mean, we're not, it's not just me. There's 50 people there who are absolute grafters and intelligent people. We've got a real mix of all sorts. And I think that I'm hoping he can see a little something in us that's a bit different.
Yeah, it should appeal to his own entrepreneurial instincts,
But to get there, I've got to get these votes. And this is the thing, if I can get in front of him, I can give him some, Sheffield talent and let's go and see what he thinks to it.
Absolutely. Now, the first deadline is the 5th of May, and you originally wanted to get more than 2,000 votes. You're well above that already.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And you're getting support across the region. But you've really got to be getting the highest votes in each category.
Yeah.
So let's just say a little bit more about where people can find the Approved Food Pitch. It's at virginmediabusiness.co.uk/pitch-2-rich. And then you'll see all the pitches. Now, from there, you could go to /grow/approved-food. I think it's pretty easy to find, actually, if you look up Approved Food on the Virgin Media Business Pitch to Rich website. But And we'll go back to that in a minute. But I want, whilst you're in the studio, Dan, I wanted to ask you a little bit more. Was it always your dream to work for yourself?
I think my first self-employed job was 16, being a window cleaner.
Yeah.
And that sort of ended because it were my mate's ladders. And when he left to do a YTS, that was it. I could never do the upstairs then. So that sort of business kind of failed. But I was always into, you know, like, I always fancied working for myself. At school, I was unrecognisable, absolutely unrecognisable, physically, but also mentally, you know, I wasn't prepared for what I needed to be. But I think for anyone, you know, like, who's young and, you know, listening and like, who's interested in business, it's amazing how things change in 5 years. Because, you know, like, it's when you put yourself in those positions and somehow you just naturally seem to grow because you're doing new things. And that's really what I've done. So, you know, the markets was a big thing for me. I was originally, I had like a technical job to do with software. I was made redundant. It's probably the best thing that ever happened to me because it was the first opportunity. You know, that's a big step, that first step, you know, like, and to become a market trader. I tell you what, being a market trader, you learn every bit of business, how to deal with, you know, customers, which is it, you know,
yeah,
like, you've got to learn, knowing what people want, you know, like, and that, you know, like, I succeeded as being a market, you know, like, and I had, you know, like, a fantastic small business, but it was all, well, held in one van. So, you know, like, going online, I mean, like, I'd gone from one van to two van to three van to a cash and carry. I was sort of trying to grow, but taking it online. And obviously, you know, I can deal with all of the UK and into Europe. And that has been I haven't worked in the last 15 years since I became self-employed. You know, there's never been a day when I wake up and say, oh, God, I don't want to go to work today.
So because you're loving
I
what
love,
you, do.
You yeah. know, like, so I'm pretty lucky in that sense, you know, like, but you know, did I ever know what I wanted to do? No. I just wanted to, you know, I just wanted to do something and feel that my efforts that I put in, I would get a reward.
Getting rewarded for your own efforts, yeah. And kind of in control of your destiny, really, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and, you know, and I've had plenty of moments where my destiny, I've gone and sent it down the wrong road, you know, like, but they're lessons that you learn, you know, so I've had it both ways.
That's really interesting, again, and that's interesting for listeners of this show because we talk to businesses large and small. And from startups through to PLCs, and from established businesses through to businesses just started, and social enterprises of all sizes too, and we hear a lot about people overcoming challenges in their business and perseverance and so on. What you talk then about, you know, you've learnt a lot. What challenges have you had to overcome with Approved Foods, and how have you done that?
I think. The big one is having the confidence in yourself to go and do something, you know. And when someone, you know, everyone told me not to start. Well, they didn't tell me not to start a profile. They just said it was a terrible idea, you know, which sort of infers don't do this. This is a bad idea, you know. Like, and it was the perseverance of there's the point of where you're trying to convince people. No, like, it is a good idea, and then. More on from that, you've got to withdraw. You know, I sort of withdrew into myself and I thought, I'm just going to do it. I'm not going to tell anyone, and it's going to be, I'm just going to do it. And that's what I did, you know. Like, and if I'd have listened to everyone else, I'd have still been working on the markets, working in shops, probably doing something different. But I think you need a lot of self, you know, belief in yourself. And you've got to put yourself in situations that are scary, you know. If it's not scary, if you're not thinking, can I do this, you know, like, that, I mean, for me personally, you know, 10 years ago, coming on like a radio show would have been terrifying, and it's only because I've done it quite a few times now, you know, the nerves don't go. And it's exactly the same in business, you know. Can I meet someone and pitch my idea to them? The first time's going to be terrible, and the second and the third, but you know, by the 50th you might have cracked it, and actually you're beyond caring because you've just done it so many times. And I think it's that perseverance, and ultimately you will get confidence in yourself. And like, as I said, when I was 16, you know, like, I was terrified to talk. I had a terrible stutter. You'd never know that now.
You wouldn't know that,
you know,
now.
Like, but, you know, it really did hold me back. And I only changed because I put myself in positions. And it was that thought of, like, the only way I'm going to do this is by doing it, and it won't become scary. And I think it's exactly the same in business.
Yeah.
You know, do things.
Persevere.
That, yeah.
Push yourself out of your comfort zone and push yourself.
Yeah. I think, you know, personally, you know, in business, if you can get over what the inner... sometimes you worry too much about what other people think, you know, like, and if you can get rid of that thing, I'm just going to go and do what I think's right for me. And actually, I don't care about what people think. It opens up so many opportunities, you know, like, yeah. I think I've made a fool of myself publicly so many times, but there's a point of where you're just thinking of what you're trying to get to. What's the, you know, where's this going to lead? And if you say yes more in life, it's more fun than saying no.
Oh, that's a nice philosophy as well, isn't it? Say yes.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So, Approved Food, your own website is approvedfood.co.uk.
That's correct.
And your pitch is on the virginmediabusiness.co.uk website.
Yeah.
Now, any business that's involved in website might be worrying this week because Google has changed their algorithm so that if your website is not mobile friendly, it will not show up in Google search results on mobiles, and that's the biggest change in Google's algorithm for a while. Now, that's a timely topical announcement that's just worth mentioning, and I'm always interested in listeners getting in touch if they want to comment on that. But looking at Approved Food website yourself, obviously you've put a lot of effort into making this website user friendly. Thinking about the user experience and so on. And your own background in software perhaps helped you with that. But
I would say firstly about our website is that it's not particularly great, you know, like in all honesty, because one of the main challenges in like Approved Food has been developing the back-end systems that delivers the actual goods and the customer promise to say that you're going to put it on a day. But I think there's an interesting point about the Google algorithms. You know, Approved Food site does its job. It's, you know, like it's all right. According to Google on their mobile rankings, our site's awesome. You know, I'd actually challenge that and say it's not that awesome. So the ways in which, you know, like the way that they're doing these algorithms isn't as fancy as what you might think. You know, like you can still have quite a terrible looking website and still be great according to Google, you know. So there's ways around there in the algorithm, and there's sort of tests you can submit. You can point Google at your site
and it'll say
if it thinks it's awesome or not. You can still have bad design, you know, like, so it's, yes. But then, you know, these challenges, it's right, you know, like it is frustrating when you go onto a site and the mobile experience isn't right, you know, like, and you know, now 60% of our traffic is on, you know, mobile devices.
Yes.
You know, 5 years ago, an iPad was just invented, and now, you know, 30% of our traffic comes from something that wasn't invented 5 years ago.
Indeed.
It's, you know, talk about things moving fast. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Where we're going to be in 5 years' time, you know, like it's going to be optimized for watches Google glasses or whatever. You know, you just don't know where it's going. So, you know, like I think it's a good shout by Google, you know, because it'll make people change. We need to, you know, keep moving forward.
Yeah, keep moving forward. And that's what we need to do in business. Okay, great stuff. So we've talked about Approved Food and the business being built, if you like, on what you've described as a foundation of good old Northern values.
Well, I think so. I mean, like, one, you know, you'll find me when I go into Tesco's, Co-op, Sainsbury's, whatever supermarket is, you'll find me in that section where it's got all the cheap stuff, you know, that's like on the last day, and I'll be phoning Mrs. Dan and saying, I think for tea tonight we've got pork because it's on a special and it's here. You know, so like, I am like that, you know, like all the software and the technology that we've all developed in-house and the hardware we use, we're using, you know, not fancy computers, we're using mobile phones, you know, like there's 50 people there whose work is given from tablets and mobile phones. And I think that that's the way to be, you know, like we've started this business, you know, like maxing out credit cards, you know, like there was no business loan, you know, no one was going to lend us any money at the start because they thought it was crackers, you know, like we maxed out every credit card, we've done everything like that, and it's been done right from the start of being good, common sense, northern, you know, like there's no flashy marketing, you know, there's no people with quiffs walking in with, you know, from marketing or anything like that. It's just being common sense stuff. And I think if you can you know, like offer value for money and it's common sense and you can offer a good service, you've got the base of a business, you know, like, and we're not too bothered about logos and flash things. So, yeah, like I'm sort of proud to say that from the north, you know, we're doing it the Yorkshire way.
You're talking about getting these foundation things absolutely right and, you know, making it
You know, like it's funny. I was talking with some people who had come up from London and they went and said, you know, like we went and launched a couple of new websites last year and they went and sort of said, you know, like if they were launching this in London, they'd spend 6 months talking about the name, they'd spend another 6 months talking about the logo, then they'd talk about building the site, then they'd talk about getting some customers and like last off they'd talk about getting some stock. You know, we went and created two new websites that are doing really, really well. We started off with understanding the customer, working out how to get it to them safely. The very last things we talked about was a name, and the very last thing after that was a logo. You know, and we did it the complete different... But actually, I think that's the common sense way.
Well, surely because, that is the way, isn't it, to start a business in terms of what do people want? What can you...
You know, branding's something, but it's not everything. Now, there is industries where branding is everything, you know, like, but when you're selling physical things, you know, like, you've got to start off with the core offer's got to be right. You've got to do what you can say on the tin. Indeed. And I just think it's that, you know, it's interesting sometimes when you talk to the search engine optimizers, the marketing people, you know, like, and what they talk about, you know, transforming your business. Actually, what transforms your business is something incredibly simple, you know, and it's just doing the basics right.
You're listening to Business Live on Sheffield Live. My name is Jamie Veitch, and in the studio today, I have Dan from Approved Food, Dan Clouderay. And Dan's been talking about Approved Food's rise to last year, where it sent out 9.8 million items to customers, and its entry into the Virgin Pitch to Rich competition. Dan's also been talking about the importance of getting the basics right in business, good old northern common sense, and whether or not branding's important for a business. As ever, we always welcome your views and your comments. You can get in touch with the programme, email jamie@sheffieldlive.org or text me 07904 272 200. Now, returning now to Dan, we're going to just give people a chance again to take a look at the Pitch to Rich entry. They can find your pitch at virginmediabusiness.co.uk/pitch-to-rich/grow/approved-food. And the winner of Pitch to Rich gets a £250,000 boost. What would you do if you won?
Well, basically TV. Yeah. You know, like part of the things that we've trialled over the years is just trying new things. And one of the great things about TV and internet businesses is that now everybody's got a mobile phone. You know, 5 years ago, to do a TV advert, you're asking someone to get off the sofa, walk under the stairs or into the cupboard or go to that place where the PC is, turn it on, do it. You know, like, it was just too long. Now people can see something on television and they can react to it straight away. And we've dabbled with TV advertising and obviously had various bits with Dragon's Den and all the rest of the stuff. And, you know, like, that is something, you know, it's a great way to talk to people to get a reactive advert, you know, like we've tried papers, we have dabbled with pay-per-click, you know, like in all honesty, the best thing is word of mouth, which is, you know, we all know this, you know, and that only comes from doing a great service and all the rest of it. So we've got now, you know, like well over 250,000 registered customers that have come from word of mouth and good fortune from being able to go on Dragon's Den and things like that.
Of course.
But, you know, the organic growth has been there every day. You know, like we get hundreds of customers register every day, you know, like who are interested in our services.
Well, people say it costs five times more to win a new customer than to retain an existing customer as well. So I suppose wherever it takes to get a new customer, which word of mouth is really powerful, but whatever other marketing you do, once you've got a customer, then they're a customer, aren't they? And they refer other people and they come back to you.
Only if you do a good job. You know,
if you've got these good northern basics, right.
You know, like that's where it comes to. You can have the best brand in the world, you know, like you can get all this stuff. If you can't deliver the promise, you know, it's a false start. Yeah. You know, the agency, the advertising agency will be like high-fiving each other because they've got business to you. But if you can't convert that into a retaining customer,
No logo will do the job.
No.
If you can't deliver the goods.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're talking with Dan Clouderay of Approved Food. Find their Virgin Media Business Pitch to Rich pitch on virginmediabusiness.co.uk. And a final shout for Approved Food website, approvedfood.co.uk. Dan, thanks very much for joining me today.
Lovely.
And of course, best of luck with the Pitch to Rich competition. I hope it goes really well.
Well, I'll be keeping you updated on the 5th of May. That's the last day of voting, and we find out if we make the top 50 in the country. And if we do, and we make through to the next 10 after that next, I'm not quite sure what the next round is. I'll be back to talk to you again.
Excellent. That'd be great. We're going to play a track of music that you have chosen now, which is the Human League's Together in Electric Dreams. Do you want to mention why you've chosen it?
Do you know what? It's just that I don't know. I was about 10 years old, and it stuck in my mind. And I think it's still cool.
We're open for business life.